I should be able to clear Bo's problems up tomorrow morning, Mom said. Right now, you need to tell me if he actually broke into the Creeds and if he actually made that phone call.
No, we both said slowly.
I looked at Allie, and she looked at me.
He did want to break in, Allie stuttered, getting all red.
Bo wanted to search Chris's bedroom for something to counteract the fact that he had the disc. We felt there might be evidence inside that would prove Mrs. Creed was responsible for Chris's disappearance. I watched him actually shimmy up a drain pipe and check Chris's window. When he found it was locked, he crawled up and over the roof. He came around the side of the house about a minute later. He didn't have any time to break in, and believe me, he would have told me at the police station.
Allie looked almost disappointed. I don't think she quite believed my mom about Mrs. Creed.
And the phone call? Did he make it beforehand? My mom asked.
No, Allie and I both mumbled. It was on the tip of my tongue to confess, if for no other reason than to prove Bo didn't do it. My mom spoke up quickly.
I know this is going to sound incredible to you, but if either of you made that phone call, I'm going to ask you not to tell me just yet. I'm not talking to you as a parent right now. I'm talking to you as a lawyer. I'll be a parent again once I help the kid out. For now, I would be better off just knowing that he didn't make the call.
My mom wasn't stupid. I think she knew I had made the call. Maybe she wanted to face the police without feeling like she had something to hide. And then she'd kill me later.
Allie watched her for a minute, with some look like my mom was a super lady.
You can really help him, Mrs. Adams?
She nodded, but not enthusiastically.
That disc could look extremely incriminating, but my thought is to let sleeping dogs lie. Any day now, I would expect something to break here. Either Sylvia will accept the fact that her son ran away, or maybe Chris will come home. And even if he doesn't, it's not likely that Bo Richardson could be arrested for murdering him.
You're sure? Allie asked again.
Very sure.
She shrugged. To arrest somebody for a homicide, one needs evidence that there was a homicide. Under normal circumstances, there has to be a confession if there's no body. He's obviously not going to confess to something he didn't do. And right now, there's no body.